Chapter 11, Section 3.5, How Common is Corporate Blindness? In 2014, I was messing around with modeling agents in a competitive market and looking at various impacts on company longevity. This was partially out of curiosity, a desire to learn and general play. I wasn't expecting to find anything. I created a simulation with 1,000 agents, companies, competing against each other with each company having a starting age of 45 years. I added some variables for disruption through product versus product substitution, overlaid a piece, war and wonder cycle including new entrants and disruption of past players. I then added steps for acceleration of evolution due to industrialization of communication mechanisms. I ran a multitude of scenarios and noticed patterns starting to emerge. One of the most interesting is shown in Figure 152. See Figure 152, Agent Modeling of Competition. For more details. What's happening in the above is a constant undulation in average company age of the top 400 in the simulation. The system is constantly attempting to return to a higher average age, but the constant wars and disruption by new entrants, on top of the normal product-to-product substitution, keeps this in check. However, the acceleration of evolution, due to industrialization of the means of communication, is causing a shift downwards to a lower age and a new stable plateau around which age will oscillate. What's interesting about this pattern is it reasonably closely mimics Richard N. Foster's examination of average company age in the S&P 500 despite being a random agent model with set rules and parameters, i.e. automatons in a variation of Conway's Game of Life. Why is that interesting? Well, the agents are automatons that are blind to the environment. The pattern is highly influenced by the ability of the agents to adapt, i.e. if we assume high levels of situational awareness and the ability of companies to evolve, then this pattern doesn't happen and a completely different pattern of dominance emerges. This, combined with my own experiences of industry and previous experiments on situational awareness versus action, was enough to give me some confidence in what I started to suspect in 2008. Large parts of industry are blind to the environment they are competing in.